Councilmember Jim Kennedy said an independent review and analysis of the lens design was conducted by Oxley and Brannan Construction Consultants, and there are some questions about finances.
And I see Mr. Oxley in the audience, and I've read his report, and if I'm understanding his report, he's saying that this is 15 to 24% over budget at this point in time, and that just seems like a bad starting point.
$50 million have been allotted for the project, but only $45 million of that can be spent building a new pier, because $5 million has to be set aside for administrative costs and demolition of the existing inverted pyramid. Despite the city's financial review, the designer of the lens, Michael Malton Architecture, estimates the construction will be $50,000 under budget. Councilmember Leslie Curran says she is more concerned with the selection of an architecture firm than the cost.
And do I want it above that $45 million mark? No. But I think to get caught up in all that is a disservice to the process and to our constituents, because we've got a team that I truly believe recognizes the incredible asset that we have.
Several members of City Council, like Steve Cornell, are concerned that as much as $95 million more would be needed to complete design elements on land at the base of the pier.
I've worked in the city for 20 years. Never did I hear, this is going to be phase one, and there, for this amount. There's phase two and three that cost twice as much as phase one, but that's okay. We don't have to do them. We're just going to put them out there just in case down the road we might want to do them, and I'm very, very uncomfortable with that.
Councilmember Jim Kennedy asked, in theory, what would happen if council rejected the jury's recommendation. Chris Balestra from the City Development Administration responded.
If council didn't adopt the jury's recommendation to proceed with negotiations with Michael Malson Architecture, we'd start over.
Councilmember Wayne Gay Newton says he believes that citizens should have been given the opportunity to vote on the project.
When you talk about referendums and people voting, that should have been in the front of this. I think it would have been a much smoother process. I would have been worried about $100 million because I could look them in the eyes and say, you voted for it.
Members of the public were asked to rate the final three designs. Although the lens was the top choice, Newton says he believes citizens would have preferred refurbishing the existing pier.
If council wants to go ahead, let them go. I would not, and I repeat, I will not vote to spend a dime of the people's money on that without the people having a say.
VoteOnThePier.com is a group forming against the project. They are collecting petitions to put the project on the ballot. Newton says they are just 4,000 signatures short of collecting 25% of St. Petersburg voting population. For more information about the pier, visit WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben, reporting from St. Petersburg.